Let's turn our attention now to the other side of the country in Florida. It's a recount gripping that area of the U.S. And yesterday it was kind of time to maybe think about, ramping down the rhetoric just a little bit. Pete Combs joining us now from Florida. Pete, those were the words from a judge, right?
Yeah, Judge Jack Tudor, a federal judge here in South Florida, saying he has found absolutely no indication of fraud or mismanagement in the recount of the vote here in Broward County, where I think that recount, I can safely say, is the most controversial of anywhere else in Florida. At the center of this is Brenda Snipes. She's the county election supervisor. She's been targeted by Republicans in general and by Scott in particular, saying that she is incompetent, she has caused problems, and that she needs to go. She's not going anywhere anytime soon, though. She promises that she will have the recount finished by the Thursday deadline, and it looks like other counties in the area will also be able to finish the recount as asked, although earlier that had been in doubt.
All right, this is for both governor and the Senate race. Which one is tighter?
Oh, by far, it's the Senate race between Governor Scott, the Republican, and incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson. That margin has tightened even further, if that's possible, down now to a slim 0.14%. So even after the recount is finished on Thursday, it looks like we're headed for another recount, a manual recount of the votes, where they actually look at ballots and try to see if there are any discrepancies. And they may find some, because honestly what they're finding at this point is what they call undervoting here. That is, where some ballots, a lot of ballots, thousands of them, there are some races that are selected and that the votes have been cast. But in other races on those very same ballots, the races are blank. There is no selection for a candidate, at least according to the machine. And one of the things that they're trying to do in this recount process is find out why.
Yeah. How long could a hand recount take?
That's a great question, Brian. I don't know. I don't think anybody here does, because in all honesty, there's never been a statewide mandatory recount by machine, much less by hand. 67 counties in Florida all trying to tackle this problem at once. They're bringing in extra machines for the machine version of that. But as far as the hand recount, well, that could take weeks or longer.
Wow. All right, Pete, stay there and keep us updated. Pete Combs reporting live from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where a recount continues for the governor and Senate race.